well, elves. They couldn't hear you say the word inside your head anyway. At least, not unless they were real close. She really thought they'd seen the last of them. How long was it now? Must be hundreds and hundreds of years, maybe thousands. Witches didn't like to talk about it because they'd made a big mistake about the elves. They'd seen through the buggers in the end, of course, but it had been a close thing. And there'd been a lot of witches in those days. They'd been able to stop them at every turn, make life in this world too hot for them. Fought them with iron. Nothing elvish could stand iron. It blinded them or something. Blinded them all over. There weren't many witches now, not proper witches. More of a problem, though, was that people didn't seem to be able to remember what it was like with the elves around. Life was certainly more interesting then, but usually because it was shorter. And it was more colourful, if you liked the colour of blood. It got so people didn't even dare talk openly about the bastards. You said, the shining ones. You said, the fair folk. And you spat and touched iron. But generations later, you forgot about the spitting and the iron, and you forgot why you used those names for them, and you remembered only that they were beautiful. Yes, there'd been a lot of witches in them days. Too many women found an empty cradle or a husband that never came home from the hunt. Had been the hunt. Elves, the bastards. And yet, somehow, yes, they did things to memory. Nanny Og turned over in bed. Gribo growled in protest. Take dwarves and trolls. For e.g., people said, oh, you can't trust them. Trolls are okay if you've got them in front of you, and some of them are decent enough in their way, but they're cowardly and stupid. And as for dwarfs, well, they're greedy and devious devils, all right, fair enough. Sometimes you meet one of the little clever sods, that's not too bad, but overall they're no better than trolls. In fact, they're just like us. But they ain't any prettier to look at. And they've got no style, and we're stupid and the memory plays tricks, and we remember the elves for their beauty and the way they move and forget what they were. We're like mice, saying, say what you like, cats have got real style. People never quaked in their beds for fear of dwarfs. They never hid under the stairs from trolls. They might have chased them out of the hen house, but trolls and dwarfs were never any more than a bloody nuisance. They were never a terror in the night. We only remembers that the elves sang. We forgets what it was they were singing about. Nanny Og turned over again. There was a slithering noise from the end of the bed and a muffled yowl as Gribo hit the floor. And Nanny sat up. Get your walking paws on, you young fellaby lad, we're going out. As she passed through the midnight kitchen, she paused, took one of the big black flat irons from the hob by the fire, and attached it to a length of clothesline. For all her life she'd walked at night through Lancre with no thought of carrying a weapon of any sort. Of course, for most of that time she'd recognisably been a witch, and any importunate prowler would have ended up taking his essentials away in a paper bag, but even so it was generally true of any woman in Lancre. Man, too, come to that. Now she could sense her own fear. The elves were coming back all right, casting their shadows before them. Diamanda reached the crest of the hill. She paused. She wouldn't put it past that old weatherwax woman to have followed her. She felt sure there had been something tracking her in the woods. There was no one else around. She turned.
Evening, miss.
You did follow me.
Granny got to her feet from the shadow of the piper, where she had been sitting quite invisibly in the blackness.
"Learned that from my dad," she said. "When he went hunting, he always used to say a bad hunter chases, a good hunter waits."
"Oh, so you're hunting me now?"
"No, I was just waiting. I knew you'd come up here. You haven't got anywhere else to go. You've come to call her, haven't you? Let me see your hands."
It wasn't a request, it was a command. Diamanda found her hands moving of their own accord. Before she could pull them back, the old woman had grabbed them and held them firmly. Her skin felt like sacking.
"Never done a hard day's work in your life, have you?" said Granny pleasantly. "Never picked cabbages with the ice on them, or dug a grave, or milked a cow, or laid out a corpse."
"You don't have to do all that to be a witch," Diamanda snapped.
"Did I say so? And let me tell you something about beautiful women in red with stars in their hair, and probably moons, too, and voices in your head when you slept.